In 2013, while living in Glenwood Springs, Melissa noticed things changing in her body.
It completely blindsides you. Never thought that would be an experience in my life.
The 45-year-old mother had elected not to purchase the unaffordable health plan offered through her job. A friend told her about the Women's Wellness Connection, breast and cervical screenings available at the local Planned Parenthood. She set up an appointment with a doctor there.
She got me access to get the funding to get all of that looked at and taken care of, but then also with the mammogram she helped me get, and that led me to find the breast cancer. After that, I was pretty much on my own, but without the diagnosis, it would have been, it would have never been found.
Melissa is one of about 2,500 patients a year who utilize the Glenwood Springs Planned Parenthood's routine wellness services. The majority are women and are seeking birth control. Vicki Cowart, president of Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains, says a lot of them can't afford to go anywhere else.
29% of our patients statewide are at the poverty level or below. So Medicaid is the most common way that women receive that with us.
Medicaid is also where federal funding comes into the picture. Reimbursements for low-income patients who seek health care from the clinic. As the U.S. Congress debated the budget this week, they repeatedly questioned the use of federal funds by the health organization. Democrat Brenda Lawrence of Michigan spoke on the House floor, dispelling the claims that government funding goes towards abortion.
Read the facts, do your research before you ask these exhausting, sometimes I feel, insulting questions. We cannot use federal dollars for abortion. This is not a lump sum budget item that we give to Planned Parenthood. It is reimbursement.
Additionally, the Colorado Constitution assures that no state funding is spent on abortions. So the outcome of the funding debate won't actually affect access to abortions. Again, Vicki Cowart of Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains.
It's not going to impact abortion services. It's going to impact birth control services, the things which actually help reduce the number of unintended pregnancies and therefore the number of abortions. People are pretending that they care about women's health, but that's actually directly what they're attacking.
Health screenings like the one that saved Melissa's life. She had a mastectomy and has been declared cancer-free. Allison Bechtesh, Aspen Public Radio News.